Kach Moshe es Atzmos Yosef. We read about Moshe Rabbeinu taking out the bones of Yosef from Mitzrayim. And the Medrash quotes a pasuk, I believe, in Mishlei about Moshe Rabbeinu. Chacham Lev Hu Yikach Mitzvahs. The wise person is involved with mitzvahs. While Bnei Yisrael, they were busy taking the gold and silver, Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in a mitzvah. So, I mean, it's difficult to say they were involved in the gold and silver, but they were told to be involved in the gold and silver. In fact, God asked them, Moshe said, please be involved in the gold and silver because God promised Avram. So it's hard to be trashing Bnei Yisrael that they were involved with the gold and silver. The question is, why wasn't Moshe involved in the gold and silver? So someone has suggested that maybe Shevet Levi weren't included in the mitzvah of taking the gold and silver. Why not? Why would Shevet Levi not be commanded? Because according to one approach, why were the Jews taking the gold and silver? Because it was payback for slave labor, reparations. So since Shevet Levi did not work as slaves in Mitzrayim, Paro gave them Goshen, he treated whether it was sinister intentions or not, he let Shevet Levi off the hook. Whatever his motivations is, we'll leave to God. But the bottom line is, so therefore there was no reason for him to be Osek in the Horah Shah for him, so therefore he had an opportunity to be involved in the mitzvah of Kfura. In fact, someone to point out, what do you mean Chacham Lev? How did Moshe show his wisdom? Like, I understand you're from Kite, you're Hasidus, but how does it show Chachma being involved in the Kfura? What do you mean Chacham Lev? Like, a wise person takes advantage of opportunities. Like, what do you mean opportunities? Like, so, because someone to point out that Moshe had a din before, he had a din of a Kohen Gadol. Again, we'll get into at what point Aaron became the Kohen, Moshe the Levi. Remember, they were brothers. How could they both be different? So clearly it wasn't a regular case. But Moshe Rabbeinu, according to some Midrashim, was a Kohen Gadol. So let's assume he was a Kohen Gadol, or had the equivalent status. It's hard to say you're a Kohen Gadol when there's no Beis HaMikdash or anything happening, but whatever it means exactly, he was the leader of the Jewish people, whatever Kohen Gadol means. So the halacha by a Kohen, so the halacha is by a regular Kohen, he's allowed to be mitame for the Shiva Kruvim, for the seven relatives, he is allowed to defile himself for. If anyone else, it's usher for Kohen to go to a cemetery. That's why we have the Kohanim room, like keep it separate, as Yael will know about. So, however, there's another halacha, Kohen Gadol can't even go to his parents' funeral. A Kohen Gadol can't even mitame for the Shiva, for the seven relatives. So, what's the exception to the rule? When is a Kohen Gadol allowed to be Osek B'meis? Only a Meis Mitzvah. Only when there's no one else taking care of the Meis. So now that's what it means, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvah. Moshe ordinarily would have no opportunity in his lifetime to help in the burial of Yosef. But Chai Yisrael all have to be involved in the gold and silver. So that means there's no one here to take care of Yosef. Now let me jump at the opportunity. This second is which is a separate halachic shaila, which is, could I say something's a meis mitzvah if I say right now no one's here, but an hour from now you will have people? That's a separate shaila. But the Medrash is just giving the point of how smart Moshe Rabbeinu was, that he planned to get involved in the kfura of Yosef only when it became a meis mitzvah. So either way, so some interesting Medrashim. But let's get back to the psukim. So it says Moshe was involved in taking the bones of Atzmos Yosef out of Mitzrayim. It's a mafurish pasuk. But there seems to be an apparent contradiction. Trey Cry, Kasha Hadadi. If you look at the in Sefer Yehoshua, the book of Joshua, the first book in the Nach and Navi, it says there's Bnei Yisrael Shehalu. I'm just paraphrasing the pasuk. I don't have it in front of me, but it basically says that Bnei Yisrael got credit, or Bnei Yisrael took the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim. So it basically associates Bnei Yisrael taking the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim. So there's an apparent contradiction. In the pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach says Moshe did it. The pasuk in Parshas Yehoshua says Klal Yisrael did it. So who did it? So Chazal tell us, so if you had kosher tube around or any video, physically speaking, there's no doubt Moshe took the bones out of Mitzrayim. So what do you mean? So why would they give credit to Bnei Yisrael? So that's what the Chazal tell us. A different principle we learn out from here. That one who begins a mitzvah and another who finishes the mitzvah, the one who completes the mitzvah not only gets credit for completing the mitzvah, he gets credit for everything. It's ki'ilu asah. So even though it's true, Moshe took the bones of Yosef Adam, he physically did it. Yet the pasuk in Yehoshua gives credit to Bnei Yisrael because Moshe did not finish the mitzvah. It was the Jewish people, because we know Moshe couldn't finish the mitzvah. He couldn't go into the land of Israel. And therefore, the Jewish people completed the mitzvah. And hence, the pasuk in Yehoshua gives credit. So physically speaking, it's true. Vayikach Moshe, that's Moshe Yosef. But from a halakhic point of view, Bnei Yisrael got credit for taking the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim. Jeff, you seem to be agitated.
Is this a zero-sum game? I mean, if the people who finished the mitzvah get all the credit, this person who began it still gets some of the credit.
Yeah, so we'll see. I'll touch on that point now. So Jeff is raising the... Does it mean it's a zero? Or it means it's not as chashev as ending the mitzvah? Yeah, so clearly it's hard to say that you don't get any schar. Like, why shouldn't you? But yeah, so as we'll see right now, but we'll see even more. So we see the one who completes the mitzvah gets credit. Okay, so the question is that true? That someone who begins a mitzvah and someone else completes the mitzvah, the one who completes the mitzvah gets the major reward, let's call it? We have an apparent contradiction to that. We say it every morning in davening. If you're Ashkenaz like me, you say it before Baruch Shemar. If you're Nusach Svar, you'd say it somewhere later on in the mix. So we say in davening, Mizmor Shir, Chanukas Habayis, Lishlomo.
Ooh, beep, 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 beep.
Oh, wait, you have a different text. Mizmor Shir, Chanukas Habayis, L'David, right. It says L'David.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what the Medrash has. What's going on here? V'chi David bana? Did David build the Beis HaMikdash? Last I checked, he wasn't allowed to. For whatever the reasons, God did not let him build it, whether it's because he was involved in too many wars, whether if he did it would have been permanent, whatever the reasons you want to give, the bottom line is we all know that David did not build the Beis HaMikdash. And yet we say, we know David started it, let's call it, and yes, Shlomo completed it. Yet we attributed the Beis HaMikdash to David, the one who started it, not the one who finished it. So we have an apparent contradiction here. When it comes to Atzmos Yosef, we say Moshe started it, and Bnei Yisrael finished it, and Bnei Yisrael got credit for it. Yet when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, David started it, Shlomo finished it, and yet David gets credit for it. So I'm confused. Is it the starter or the closer that gets major credit for the mitzvah? You hear the apparent contradiction.
And in fact,
baseball probably got the idea from here, because I'm not going into all the details of the baseball rules, but we know in baseball there's a starter, someone who starts the game, and there's a closer, someone who finishes the game. Like, you don't have to. So you could have a starter going all. It's very rare today, but you could have someone going all nine innings. Back in the day, when I was growing up, that was more common. But now they're always resting the pitcher, saving him for the next week. So there's a concept in baseball that sometimes, depending on at what point the closer comes in, sometimes he gets the victory, sometimes the starter gets the victory. So baseball will have a different system than halacha, but I'm just pointing out you have that in baseball also. Certain times the closer gets the win, certain times he gets the loss, sometimes he just gets the save. So what's the principle? So when I give a share on baseball, I'll give you the answer to that question, but let's get back to Atzmos Yosef. So there are a couple of responses. Answer number one I'll give is really, it's no contradiction between Atzmos Yosef and David and Shlomo, because according to A1, really the principle is the one who finishes it gets credit, the major credit for the mitzvah. What are you talking about? Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. But you know why it's different? Because Shlomo was David's son. And we have a rule in Halacha, that's why the main obligation of Kaddish is on the children, specifically the son, because the son is considered an extension of the father, or the children are considered are an extension of the parents. In general, the one who, if you have two different people doing it, the one who finishes it, but if a father starts and the son ends, it's one person doing it, you're all one. And therefore, that's why David gets the credit. Only because his son finished it, his son is an extension of the father, and therefore, that's why, and in fact, that's what we can understand something else. Purim's coming up, but we'll have to focus on Hanukkah. B'mei Matisyo, we give credit to Matisyo. We credit him, you know, for the Chashmonim. Yeah, we know who actually fought the war. Yehuda HaMakabi. Yehuda was his son. Why don't we give Yehuda credit? He finished the job. Again, when it's father and son, it's all one. So therefore, we go Kivat Avaim. We go back to daddy. We want to attribute it to the father, not the son, because it's all one. When a son does something, he's a hemshech of the father. And that's how someone who explains so to here by Atzmos Yosef. That's one approach. Let's move on to A2. A2 is going to say, well, there are two ways of attacking this problem. Either we could say there's a difference between Moshe and David, like we just did, but we'll give a different answer. Or we could focus on the difference between the mitzvah they did, Atzmos Yosef versus Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So let's start with the former and move to the latter. So let's focus on the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech. So the Shev Yaakov, others suggest as follows, that really the principle is, it depends. When do we say the one who finishes the mitzvah gets the majority or gets full credit, however you want to learn the Medrash? And when do we give the first person credit as well, whether it's equal credit, a third of the credit? So he says a very simple principle. He says it depends. You have to ask yourself one question. Would this mitzvah have happened without you? If you never got involved, would this mitzvah happen now the same time it happened, as opposed to maybe it would have happened, but 100 years later or 6 months later? In other words, without your involvement, would it have happened at the same time? So if the answer to that is yes, then you get minimal credit if you began it. But if the answer to that is no, you get a lot of credit. So let's figure it out. So when it comes to Atzmos Yosef, there were many people who wished, they were coveting to be involved in the mitzvah of Kfuras Yosef. But Moshe was the lucky one. God set it up where he had the ability. He wanted to give covet to Moshe. So he gave Moshe an opportunity. But it wasn't that Yosef's kids already took a shvua. Ki hashpeya shpia, they had to do it. So they would have done it. But which is a separate shaila in halacha. If you have an obligation to do a mitzvah, but the Gadol Hador wants to do it, is it better to give kavod to the Gadol Hador, or is it better that you do it? So that's a debate among the poskim. So let's assume they wanted to do it, but Moshe Rabbeinu has to do it. So they're not going to tell, if Moshe Feinstein asked you, can I do this mitzvah? So, I mean, you might tell him no, but you'd be a little hard pressed to. It depends, assuming you knew who he was and all that. Don't worry, if she said no to Ramosha, he'd be fine as well. But and I'm sure to Moshe as well. But they point out that if not for Moshe, it would have been hundreds of other people would have taken advantage. It was an opportunity, and Moshe grabbed the Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvah. So even if Moshe did not partake of Atzmos Yosef, Yosef would have been buried in Eretz Yisrael later on, with or without him. So therefore, he did himself a favor by doing it. However, when it came to David HaMelech, Achasha Altim Eis Hashem, without David HaMelech, there wasn't a specific time given the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt now. It's only because David HaMelech that the Beis HaMikdash was built. I'm not saying it never would have built. I assume it would have been. But at a much later date. It's only because all the efforts David did, his focus on it, he started building, he started getting the materials, whatever he actually did or didn't do. So that's the difference. By Moshe Rabbeinu, what would have happened without him? He doesn't get credit. Why should he get credit? Thousands of people would have done it. He was fortunate enough to have the opportunity. But without David, there wouldn't have been a Beis HaMikdash. Hence, Mizmor Shir Chanukah HaSabayis with David gets credit, not Moshe. Or others point out as well, similar lines, Rav Moshe, others, that they talk about a case by a Shadchan, that there's a lacha the Rabbah brings down. You're supposed to give a gift, Shadchanis Geld. You're supposed to give, whether money, a gift to someone who sets you up, the Shadchan, the matchmaker. And they say, Pi Kabbalah, the Satmar Rebbe used to say, Shadchan stands for Sheker Dover Kesef Nosein. The last two letters stand for Kesef, giving money. He says, so if you don't give the money, you're only left with the first two letters, Shin Dalid, Shay, demon. You don't want to start off your marriage, with the spelling of Shade. But either way, that's the Pi Kabbalah. But the point being is, there's a lach of Shadchanis Geld. So there's a shaila in the poskim. What happens if you set someone up? They go out, let's say, a couple of weeks, couple of months, couple of hours, depending on which circles you're in. They break it off. And then 6 months later, a year later, someone else sets them up. They get back together and they get married. Who gets the Shadchanis Geld? The one who set them up originally, or the one who set them up the second time? So,
well,
yeah.
You could say it's two different cases, because the first time they may not have been ready to do it.
Well, you mean they didn't go out yet, you're saying, or they went and it didn't work out?
I'm saying they didn't work out the first. It did not work out the first time.
And
the second time there were different people.
No, right, but it didn't work. It didn't work out, meaning they went out and it didn't work out, you mean? That's what I'm talking about. That's the case where they went out, they both, as you said, everyone evolves and change, and it could have been you both weren't ready. One of you changed more, both, whatever, there are hundreds of reasons why. To borrow a Yaredea term, they call it Choser V'Neir, that sometimes when the Isser goes back in, and sometimes it's alive, other times it's dead, but either way, So that's a discussion in the poskim. So some want to say maybe then, it depends. If it would have happened, if the only reason they went out a second time was because of they knew each other from the first date, so then the first person gets credit also. Like he'll get, they say maybe a third of the shadchanas. But perhaps if it would have happened without him, so that's a debate. But the same point is, when it came to David HaMelech, he did everything possible in his human life to try to build them. So if you do everything possible, God will take care of the rest. But if you blew it, it's your own fault why the mitzvah wasn't done. On Moshe Rabbeinu, on his own Madrega, he sinned, whatever his sin was. It wasn't God's fault Moshe didn't enter the land of Israel. It was Moshe. So Moshe couldn't finish the mitzvah because it's his fault. So therefore, it's his fault. So therefore, that's why David gets credit, but not Moshe. So that's the second approach, is the difference between David and Moshe. And to conclude with the third approach, I know some point out, I want to suggest a third approach. The focus, the difference is not so much Moshe and David, or Matisyo and Yehuda, but it's the difference between the mitzvah of Kvura versus the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. What do I mean? We know in Judaism, we have two major categories of command. We actually have three, but we'll just focus on two. Mitzvahs ben Adam l'makom, mitzvahs between man and God, and mitzvahs ben Adam l'chavero, interpersonal relationships. So, interpersonal relationships. So they point out that and that was the first side of the luchas were mitzvahs ben Adam l'makom, the second ben Adam l'chavero. So there's a fundamental difference between mitzvahs ben Adam l'makom, mitzvahs ben Adam l'chavero. We'll get into the Aseres HaDibros maybe more this week, this coming week's parsha. But so it says that there's mitzvahs ben Adam l'makom. So there's a fundamental difference between the two. That mitzvahs ben Adam l'makom, that's between you and God. So when it comes to you and God, what's the ikker? The ikker.
Code Red, SDO Apartments 103. Code Red, SDO Apartments 103. Code Red, SDO Apartments 103.
So they point out that. They point out, so mitzvahs ben Adam, so when it comes to ben Adam l'makom, the ikar is the makshava, because God knows what you're doing, no one else. So therefore, the main thing is your kavana when it comes to mitzvahs ben Adam l'makom. But when it comes to ben Adam l'chavero, I don't care. You could have all the good thoughts in your head. You know what? I should have visited this person in the hospital. I should have picked up his groceries. I should have did this. Who cares? But you should have done. It doesn't help anybody. Should have, could have, would have gets you nowhere in Olam Hazeh. We only care about actions. Maisa, did you help me? You didn't help me. You know, you good. God might care about your good intentions. I don't. I only care if you do it or if you don't do it. So therefore, perhaps we can make that the distinction. That when it came to the mitzvah of Kvura, that's the ultimate ben Adam l'chavero, ben Adam Kvura. Like, you think, well, you know, you had good intentions. You took me out of Mitzrayim, but you dumped me in the desert somewhere. Wow, I'm not happy with that. Don't take me out of Mitzrayim then if you're not going to put me in a kavadika spot. So the effort's on Moshe Rabbeinu. On a mitzvah ben Chavero, the ikker's on the result, not the maisa. And if you don't finish the mitzvah, so you're missing the main part of it. So therefore, Moshe doesn't get credit for the kfura. The Bnei Yisrael got credit because they finished the mitzvah ben Adam l'chavero. But what's the ultimate mitzvah ben Adam l'makom? Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Karbanas, it's all about to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we care about, the Makshavu. Achal Sha'alti Me'is HaShem Shift David HaMelech. That's why it's Mizmar Shir Chanukas Habayis L'David. So let's summarize. We have three approaches. How do we reconcile? On one hand, from the Atzmos Yosef, it seems to be we go by the closer. Yet by the Beis HaMikdash, by David, we go by the starter. So either we said, really, it goes by the closer. But if it's father and son, David and Shlomo, or Matis Yo and Yehuda, so then there's only one person, so therefore it's no kasha. It's the starter and closer are the same person. So put that answer aside. A2, the focus is between David and Shlomo. Without David, the Beis HaMikdash would not have got done at that time. Without Moshe, hundreds of people would have volunteered to take the bones out. So if it would have happened without you, you don't get the name. You get some credit, but you're not going to get the shame. You're not going to be called in the Torah on the in the Navi that you got credit for the mitzvah. And the third approach is that when it comes to mitzvahs with Adam L'makom, so then we care about your makshava. Mizmar Shirach, because Beis HaMikdash is a place of makshava. But when it comes to Kfura, the ultimate mitzvah, Adam L'chaveiro, it's whoever completes the mitzvah. Because you could have good thoughts, but if you don't do me any good, then it defeats the whole purpose of the mitzvah. And hence, it's Mizmar Shir, Chanukah Sabayit with David.
Go ahead. Thank you.